I really had that passion that this is not right. And if it's not right, something must be done about it. And so I asked Women's Network if I could take up the case. So they gave me that mandate. They said they endorsed it for me to take it up. So I took it up with, I sought many groups for advice. So I went to, at that time, Lady Carol Kidu was the minister for community service. So I took up a case, wrote up a case, and I got some samples from two of our engineer women, single mothers. So I took up the, I asked them for permission, took up the case. So I took it to them, and they had a look at it, said that this is truly gender discrimination. But things like these are not published, so not many people know about it. And I'm not one who goes and talks about it. As long as there's an achievement, and I don't sleep until I know I achieve something. And nothing will stop me until I get it. It doesn't matter how long. So when we got that, I was truly, truly excited about it. And I was really happy to see women recognized for their effort, because everybody does the same job. So why is there a pay discrimination? So, yeah, that's how I got that.
What's it like for women in the corporate world in Papua New Guinea?
It's difficult. My former boss once told me, he said, when we were discussing about this, there was one time when I was asked to be the, they were looking for, IT used to be a department before, and then when we became a division, they were looking for a divisional manager. Now we are called general managers. And so I was acting for some time. And then a former COO asked me, "Boss, why can't you be the... I'm thinking of putting you as the general manager, divisional manager." And I said, "No, thank you very much, but I don't think I'm ready." And he goes, "Why?" I said, "I don't think I would do justice to the people that we need to be exposed. We need somebody who can come and lead first, put us in the right direction, especially with the change in technologies and all that. And then after that, and then let me study that person, let me learn from that person." So they brought in an expatriate, a Fijian person, to come. And then we also had a CIO. So when those people came in and then we learned, I picked up from them, I watched, I studied. And then I was also doing my MBA and MIT at that time too. So that also brought in my knowledge as well and understanding. So when I was asked that I was going to be considered to be the DM, and I said, "I think I'm ready now."